Hello there, good day. Now, I've got to go to work today, but I don't know. I don't know why I feel like I need to talk about this. I don't need to talk about this at all. Because it's pointless, it's absolutely pointless, but it is... I played on Dead Island last night, okay? For a starter, I don't play zombie games. I don't play them because they freak me the fuck out. I used to play Resident Evil, got overwhelmed to fuck and just ran scared and I just couldn't handle it, couldn't cope with it. I mean, Dead Rising, I can cope with that. Another, like, lesser, more cartoony things. But generally, I thought Dead Island was going to be much the same as Resident Evil. So I thought I was going to get overwhelmed. I was playing on my own. So I'd played it once before. So first of all, I get an achievement for not playing it until more than 28 days after I originally played it, which was clever. I give him that. That's good. That's enjoyable. You're getting me into the experience now. And then I'm stuck on this island, and I've no idea what the hell I'm doing. I've no idea. It's a beautiful island, and I've got all this stuff scattered around. You've got to scavenge for weapons, and you've got zombies, and I don't know what the hell's going on. And then there's this other guy there, and he's bumbling around with me as well, and he seems quite patient. Obviously, I think he's played it a lot before, but they just joined me. This guy just joined me in my game, and I'm just there on this island with this other guy. And then before I know it, there's five of us. Oh, I think there was five of us at one point. I don't know. But at least four of us for the best part of it. And it was the most realistic game experience I've ever had. But when I had my 3D glasses on, which immediately just gives you an extra element, like an extra level of drawing you into it. But I just didn't know what the hell was going on. I was trying to play it. I was trying to get into the story, watching the cutscenes. And then eventually, we're all just there, and we're all bumbling around, and one of us is running off, and we're all waiting around for him, or one of us is getting killed, and then the rest of us are catching up, trying to save him. And it was the most realistic game experience I've ever had. Because there was just loads of people fucking around. It was like we're actually in it together. You know, we're actually playing this and we're actually fighting for the survival on this island, and we're all scared and we don't know what's going on, and it's crazy. And yeah, it was absolutely brilliant in that regard. It was the most realistic, because nobody knew what the fuck they were doing, I don't think. This one guy was a bit overbearing, but I was glad for him. It was usually me that does that. But yeah, so that's me ranting on while I'm ironing and getting ready for work. Oh well, it's save me talking for the rest of the day. That is my review of Dead Island. Good game. Surprising. Made me feel like I have to talk about it like a child and say, oh wow, it's so good. So yeah, thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye bye, everybody.